Forever.
Hi, everybody. We're starting the show on a somber note today because late last night we learned the tragic news that Henry Kissinger passed away. This obviously came as a tremendous shock to us all, and I just want to say that today we are going to remember this great patriot as an exemplary hero in American history. We send all our love and prayers to Henry's family and can rest easy knowing that the great Dr. Kissinger is sitting comfortably at the hand of God. As you know, Henry loved animals more than he loved human beings, so we're asking, if you're able to, please consider donating a horse or any large farm animal to the Henry A. Kissinger Foundation at 387 Fifth Avenue, PMB 7, New York, New York, 10019. We love you, Henry. Tough day. Tough day. We're going to get back.
Minutes.
We're going to just try to have a fun show today, and we'll be back in a minute.
Tough one.
See you soon.
I like having fun. I like to laugh. I like to meet people who can make me laugh. I like having fun. Yes, I like it. I like having fun to meet people who laugh.
Good morning, everybody. We are live, and it is Thursday, November 30th. Matt, confirm. Last day of the month? Last day of the month. Wow. What an exciting day it is. We are dressed to the nines to remember old Hank. Should I keep it tight? Should I keep her tight?
Of course.
I'm keeping mine up.
I'm feeling good today.
Get somewhere to
nice
be.
Nice and tight. We're tight.
No.
Of course what's the classic, not Elton John, Elvis Costello song, Tramp the Dirt Down. We dance on the grave of Henry Kissinger, of course.
So get your boners ready.
Totally. Who's boring. Coming in?
This
nobody.
Is
you've got, oh, hey, look who it is!
I'm so sorry.
No, please, Gary, I was going to announce our guest. Why don't we do this right? Why don't you leave? Don't sit down.
Yes.
Do not sit down.
No.
Stand by. I'm going to do this like an actual talk show. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome to the show our guest today. He was arriving six minutes late. Mr., one of the great comedians of our time. Not dressed up at all. Sloppy, we call him, on this show, we call him Sloppy Gary. Sloppy Gary Goulman. Goulman.
Goulman. And I'm so grateful that you had me on.
Wait. We don't have you even mic'd up yet. Stand by. And we're not even interviewing you yet.
Good morning,
Gary.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yes.
We've never met. This is what a weird way to meet.
It's a pleasure, but I am.
Are you familiar with who
familiar
I am?
With your work. And, your special was, my gosh, the YouTube.
Are you serious?
Yes, because I love comedy that makes fun of stand up.
Yes, because it didn't hurt your feelings.
No. Should it have?
Well, I wasn't really. I mean,
I think it's directed towards hacking.
Other people, yes. You happen to be a good one.
Oh, thank you.
You're a terrific comedian. Let me tell you something.
Thank you.
And I appreciate that more than
you. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just want to clarify. He's been raving about you.
Well, let me say, this is Vic Berger.
Really? Oh, thanks, Vic.
And Doug Lusenhop.
Hi,
Doug. So nice to meet you guys. Thanks for having me on and accommodating me. And I switched my flight so that I can be on.
That is very sweet.
So I really
appreciate it. Was it a harder flight for you?
Marginally. I just have to go at 6:10 instead of 9:30 a.m. So I'll go at 6:10 p.m. to Houston.
Oh my God.
So it's not too bad.
That sucks.
No.
I have bad news
worth
for you.
It.
I've got to take a flight this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get right into this.
Yeah.
I got to get to Cincinnati.
Oh, Bill.
Okay. So how do you think I'm going to do that?
Uh, you, Are you gonna be able to get a direct?
Not direct. No.
Well,
way.
Here's my option. I can get a direct at like 6 a.m.
Oh, not worth it.
It's kind of ruins everything.
Yes. Yes. I gotta go through.
I gotta go through Denver.
Go through Denver.
It's fine.
Yeah. It's
fine. Get off the plane. Stretch the legs.
And nice. And also, I should have checked to see if we were still going to do this because of the untimely death of Henry Kissinger.
We decided, you know what? The world needs laughter.
When they go so young.
Do you know why we're dressed like this? Is why we're dressed like this.
Oh.
We should do a replay.
No, I just saw the video.
Oh, you did? Okay.
I saw the video. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
I was waiting.
Okay.
It's so funny. I loved it. But thank you. We're soldiering on despite the fact that we lost.
Yeah, I don't know how we're going to get through it.
One of the great humanitarians. I was going to say crimes against humanitarians.
Injured.
It's so funny how old he got and just how, listen, should we be making fun of people? Should we
war criminals?
Should we be making fun of the way people look?
Carpet bombers?
Yeah. Yes, we should.
Yes.
Of course we should. But he did turn into this weird turtle that looked like his life. Quality of life could not have been terrific towards the end there. Like if your body turns into that, it must be like every moment is like, why am I like this?
Is it a trade-off with the tortoise community where they live so long and then we're like,
that's
true. you can live as long as us, but you also has to look like us.
Oh dear, you're quick.
Oh, I don't. Actually, I'm not. Usually, I have to write it down months in advance.
So, what are you doing in town? Clever.
Promoting a special that's coming out on December 21st on Max, and then I wrote a memoir of my life from kindergarten through 12th grade.
Misfit.
Yes.
And is it your first, or because
my first book? Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I saw you on the reason I knew who you were, and I knew your material. I knew, I'd seen you on Conan and stuff, and I was like, oh, this guy's one of the good ones.
Oh, thanks, man.
But then I didn't really know you, and I didn't like know your I want to talk about comedy tribes, like what tribe you're in.
Oh yeah,
in the comedy world.
Yeah,
because I'm not even sure, but and I don't care what tribe you're in, but besides you are Jewish. I mean, that's a different. I'm not talking about that.
No,
I'm talking about
I'm in the tribe
like community
of Todd Glass type.
Very nice.
Of comedy.
That's an esteemed
people who revere comedy and are outraged by the bad comedy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I want to sort of
the bad stand-up.
Gauge how open we want to get about the bad stand-up.
Oh yeah.
You don't care.
No, I don't care.
You're sitting on top of the mountain.
I don't feel that I'm sitting on the top of the mountain.
No.
But if I could have
this, who just wants to laugh
this level.
So, by the way, these guys are going to be. That's what's happening in your head.
I'd be cutting you off.
If I could stay at this, whatever level on the mountain I am, more of the same, please. I feel very good about selling a few hundred seats in a number of different cities.
You're on firm footing.
Yes, finally.
You're kind of in that
30 years in.
You're kind of in a Conan world, maybe.
Oh, yes. Kind of he's producing my special, so that's, yes.
Are you in a Theo Vaughn world?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, can I show this? This killed me today. I just saw this today. Yeah. You'll love this. Matt, do you know what I'm talking about? You're so quick, Matt. Matt's our producer. He's so quick.
Hi, Matt.
I saw, if you could show the first thing I sent, then the second thing I sent. I guess... and I don't really have an opinion on this guy so much, but Daniel Tosh is back.
Oh.
He's launching.
Is he still gorgeous?
He's a very handsome guy.
He's a very handsome man.
So he's back with a like a podcast TV show. Oh, look how small that is. Zoom. Sorry, it's like a screen. There's Henry. Anyways, it says, it's basically like Tosh Show, my wife's gynecologist. By the way, 1.7 million views. It's big. People missed him.
Wow.
But guess who's the first, the top comment on YouTube is from Theo Vaughn. It says, the king is back. the king is back.
They're so supportive of each other. Yeah. It's really nice to see that.
Imagine thinking that Daniel Tosh is the king.
Is the king. Oi, but it's a small K in king.
That's right. A king is back.
A king, yeah.
There he is. There's the king. There's Henry.
Cool. My word.
And that's the Martin.
Better sunglasses than I've ever owned. Those are actually pretty stylish.
Wait a minute. You know what? I just have to say something. We're freewheeling today. We didn't even start the show. I didn't say good morning to Doug.
Good morning. I forgot to say
that. That's okay. And Vic, you're here too.
Good morning.
What's up, everybody?
And we're back from Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was excellent. It was just my wife and I. We went out to a vegan restaurant for Thanksgiving. Okay. And then we went to the movies.
Do you have friends or anybody? Do you have anybody in your life but your wife?
We do have friends and I have family, but this year I decided that I didn't want to make the 5-hour trip to Massachusetts where I grew up.
Right.
5 hours each way. So I said, let's just stay in town. Because I had to come out to LA to do this promotion right after Thanksgiving. And it was actually delightful. We enjoy each other's company. So
well, that's nice. How long have you been married for?
We've been married since October 7th of 2020.
Okay, so that will wane. Enjoyment.
Thanks for having me.
But that's a classic. Now I'm doing my Carson bit.
But you guys went through the pandemic together, right? You guys went through the pandemic together very early on in the relationship.
Yes, yeah. We got married in the pandemic.
Because of the pandemic.
We had like 6 people at our wedding.
This does not sound like a popular guy. I'm getting
Which was more than we wanted, really.
Yeah.
I mean, we like to keep it
very... Did you go down to the Justice of the Peace and do the whole thing like that?
We had a Justice of the Peace over Zoom, and two of my best friends as witnesses and her sister-in-law, my sister-in-law, and then my friend Adrian, who's a writer, and her husband.
Okay. We have videos of this? Do we have...
You were in the same room
with her.
There are videos.
Not a different Zoom call.
And, you know, the show is live, and we have people watching. We have people on Zoom calling in. I always like to just start the show by welcoming a Zoomer to the show and say, is anybody there, Matt, that wants to say good morning to us? Or does anybody want to say hi to Gary or have questions for Gary? By the way...
Let me say I'm very sensitive. So if anybody says any bad things, just don't share it with me.
Please, it's a lovely community. Okay. But I do want to say something that's kind of cool is Doug's dad's name's Gary.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
True. And my middle name.
That's why it seems familiar.
Yeah, we're disappearing.
Gary. I think it's a weird move to name a child Gary.
In 1970, it probably wasn't that weird.
Little
it
was Gary. Very popular. Look, what's your name? Because it makes sense as a man.
Yeah.
It's a good, adult name.
Yeah.
But as a baby and a toddler, it feels like little. Gary's weird.
Yeah, it is weird because it's a middle-aged name at the youngest now.
Yeah.
It's not an elderly man. I know.
And it's not short for anything that we know of.
No. Some Garys are potentially Gerald. Garrisons or Garretts, but I've never met one.
No. Who's joining us, Matt?
It's actually short for Gary with 2 R's. That just came to me. I thought that might be funny if I had Gary done it off the cuff.
Or if it's, you spell Garrie, like Gary.
We're having a lot of fun.
Already?
The kidding around is putting me at ease.
Hi, this is DJ Doug Pound in your mix to let you know that you can eat stress-free this spring with Factor's Delicious Meals. Factor is fresh and never frozen, chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Veggie, or most importantly, Vegan. Of course, I signed up for Vegan, and it was great. My favorites were the 3-bean chili and the tangy citrus tofu bowl. It's fast, easy, and delicious. I also like getting extra pep in my step with their wellness shots. The apple, lemon, ginger, cayenne. Oh, baby, that's a good spice right there. When you don't have time to cook or you just don't feel like it, Factor eliminates all the hassles of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. So discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/officehours50 and use code officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box. That's code officehours50 at factormeals.com/officehours50 to get 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Are you nervous? I know you have issues with...
Yeah, I get a little anxious.
We can talk about your anxiety and depression if you'd like.
That would be fine if you want to.
It's good material.
I'm feeling terrific, so I won't... Yeah.
I would like to talk to you about anxiety, because I think we all suffer from very...
Mental anxiety. Han wants to share a joke, I believe.
Hi.
It was Han Solo from Star Wars.
Hi, Han.
Hello. Hi. Hi, everyone.
Hi.
So I'm so excited to be able to tell you this very bad medical joke. I just came up with it last week.
We have a professional jokeman here, so be careful.
Oh, okay. Yes. Well, I was going to say, if it pleases the Trinity Tribunal, then I would like to give you guys a couple of my thank you poems. But if I get the blue pig and Gary doesn't like it.
Oh, I got to get the blue pig ready. So this is our bad caller pig.
Oh, I would never. I can tell right away that you're really thoughtful and kind. It's the glasses I would rate your room a 10.
Oh, yeah, it's so fuzzy. I love it.
Yeah,
they're not very long. They're just like 1, 2, 3, 4 stanzas. So if you're okay with that, it's like a very once-in-a-lifetime chance.
Yes, please.
Okay. So what two things does a deep vein thrombosis and the Trinity have in common?
A deep vein, what was that?
What was the thing?
Deep vein thrombosis.
Deep vein thrombosis?
Oh, deep vein thrombosis.
Does that mean a boner?
Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
I mean, it could be. No, it's a clot.
So get your boners ready.
It's a clot?
It's a clot.
Oh, it's a clot.
A blood clot, yeah.
Okay. Oh. So what is a...
I'm a nurse. So.
What does a clot and the Holy Trinity have in common? Is that the question?
It's specifically the deep venous thrombosis.
Venus.
Don't Google it.
I know. the initials, Doug, Vic, and Tim.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Goodbye.
Okay, that's the one thing.
I didn't realize that you guys were the Holy Trinity. I apologize for that.
No, of course. Why would you?
I was thinking the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
That's one of two. So you got 50%.
Former Catholic school guy.
You are? Okay, thank you so much.
Oh,
it was a pleasure, Han.
What's the second one?
Oh, I want to hear the second one.
Second one. Real quick.
The second thing you're in common with. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
No?
I've been outvoted.
They both heart attacks. So it's very.
All righty then.
Wait, what was
you win a big prize. You win our big prize of the day.
Thank you.
Free dry cleaning at the local dry cleaners of your choice. Send us the bill. Matt? One free dry cleaning.
Got it covered.
Send us the bill.
One item. Not like a whole set.
As a nurse, do you want to pay tribute to Dr. Kissinger?
Let's not get started with that. Oh my God.
She can diagnose him from these pictures.
Let me ask. I would love to move on, but since I have a nurse, what does this condition when these old men sort of turn into turtles? What why is this happening?
I think it's just like the melting effect of age. You just kind of melt.
That doesn't sound clinical. It doesn't sound like a clinical analysis.
The melting effect.
I think it's just the evil seeping through his pores. That's what it is.
Thank you very much.
Can I read you the quick poems? Okay.
No poems right now. Thank you very much.
No poems.
We can't start.
Happy New Year if I don't see you.
Yes.
I'll see you.
We cannot build. Aww. We cannot continue to grow our audience and expand by including lots of poems in the show. I think that's just, it's one of our, when we bring that up at the staff meeting. And I hate it because I love poetry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
We do have another old friend with a tribute to Mr. Kissinger if we want.
All right. I think we ran that bit into the ground. But
well, who is it?
Kay Loggins.
Okay,
we're going to talk to her. But we can get to her.
Kay, let's save that because we do have more tributes to Dr. Kissinger coming later in the broadcast. And we also have, and that'll be in the second, we have a very special tribute we're doing to Henry Kissinger in the second half of the show. And we're going to hear the music from Fat Tony. That's our musical guest.
Yes.
So what we're doing here, Gary, is basically the Tonight Show.
Yeah.
You feel it, right?
Totally.
With calls and live.
And it's longer.
We were talking about this.
The full output of a Tonight Show without the ads and everything, 40 minutes. But it airs for an hour 35.
Right, right.
We have no ads. Well, I mean, you do if you're watching on YouTube and stuff. But
I attended an episode of The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson when I was 13. Cool. That was a bar mitzvah present my mother took me to see. Snuck me in because you had to be 16 or 17 to get in.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Gary Shandling was the guest.
Oh, my gosh.
And Carrie Fisher.
It wasn't his first appearance.
No, it was his second.
That one's kind of legendary, right?
It was his second where he told Carrie Fisher, he like flirted with her. He said, I know who your parents are, Debbie Reynolds and Eddie Fisher.
Yeah.
Do you know my parents, Irv and Muriel Shandling? And it just killed. And I remember thinking, this guy who's kind of a schlubby, nebbishy guy is flirting with Princess Leia. And he's
a young comic.
And
he's
he
not,
was a young comic.
Nobody really
it was
knew.
Just, yes, it was just, I had never heard of him. It was just so ballsy. And forever I loved him from the It's Larry Sanders Show. It's Gary Shandling Show, then the Larry Sanders Show. I'm sorry.
Did that inspire you?
I was already inspired. Stand-up comedy.
This is what you get your
nerd at the time.
And your mom must have known that.
Yes, exactly.
This is very in the weeds. Were you visiting California already?
Yes, it was. But that was like the jewel of the trip. We also went to Universal Studios.
Was it the reason for the trip? See, this is
no.
What
we
I
wanted to
know.
See my cousin Della, and it was a bar mitzvah present. But it was meaningful.
Now, I came out to California when I was probably around how old did you say you were?
I was 13.
Okay, maybe I was 10, came out. My dad had a convention. A lot of times dads would go to conventions.
That's right.
My dad would go to a convention. Right. He was had a Ford dealership.
Wow.
With his dad and my uncle. And they had
what was the name of the dealership?
Emmaus Ford.
I love it.
Yeah, and in Allentown, right, Vic? Mm-hmm. Vic knew it. He bought a lot of cars there.
I did.
Emmaus Ford?
But these... Emmaus.
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 Spell that.
Emmaus.
That's a terrible name. Emmaus.
Well, you know, in Pennsylvania, and I guess,
Dutch thing.
I don't know, maybe in New York and New Jersey as much, but a lot of biblical towns.
Yes.
Like
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem. What else?
Nazareth.
Yes.
I think Emmaus is that.
There might be some kind of...
Might be Germanic. Anyways.
AU sounds like it.
We went out to California, went to Universal Studios.
Noah's Ark, Pennsylvania. That's
right. We went to Universal Studios, and I was chosen to do the E.T. on the bike thing.
Oh, that's the best.
Oh, wow. They could see stardom already.
Yeah. They kicked me out of the
back. How did
from
that
the
feel?
You were exhilarating.
Exhilarating, right?
Yes.
You can't go back to selling shoes after that.
No, or cars.
Did E.T. say your name?
E.T.
No, he does that. Really, he does that.
He like, must
at
have.
At the end, they type it in, and if he messes it up. It was all text-to-voice, early text-to-voice thing.
Yeah.
It would mess up your voice if you'd say
it. Did he touch you with his finger?
Yeah.
So you mentioned Todd Glass. We should celebrate. We always must celebrate the Neil Hamburger. You know the Neil Hamburger? You know Neil Hamburger?
Yeah, I love that guy.
The Neil Hamburger
is hilarious.
Yeah. The Neil Hamburger joke about E.T. is, what is it, Doug? It's,
Well, it's, why does... E.T. like
Reese's Pieces
so much.
Why? Because it tastes like cum from his home planet or something?
Why?
Like
yeah.
Something like that.
he's such a craftsman.
Delivered a little better than that.
What?
He delivers it a little
Oh, well, yes, of course. I'm not here to do the act. I'm just here to pass along the information.
Get the hell out of here, you son of a bitch.
All right, listen, let's do the city of the day. I have a huge announcement. I haven't even gotten to the huge announcement.
So much.
You first announce or
I just feel like I want to give so much attention and love to Gary because he's here.
You want to get city of the day out of the way.
I feel loved.
Are
so
you just
you
okay?
Don't have to pay any special attention.
After the city of the day, there'll be a huge announcement. The city of the day, folks, is sponsored by... Big sponsor today, Gary. You'll be excited to know this. Our sponsor today is the Spork Lift. Attention fork dorks and hole trolls. Are you frustrated as hell of having to own two different machines when you want to dig down or lift up? Well, now your life is splendid with Spork Lift, the all-in-one forklift and shovel vehicle, which every heavy machine operator will adore. pretty quiet over there in Gary's corner, Doug, I have to say.
My question is, why did this take so long, this breakthrough?
This is we've
had forks, we've had spoons, yeah. We've had forklifts, and we had sporks.
Maybe we struck gold here. Maybe Doug struck gold.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let me finish this ad here. Warning, owning a sporklift will make rival foremen jealous and filled with bitter envy of your astonishing
the versatility.
They were reckless enough to buy two machines instead of one, and now your opponent's tongue has taste of vinegar as they desire revenge. Once you own a sporklift, nothing can stop you. Thank you for purchasing sporklift at AmazonOne.fork. It's only $30 when you sign up for Amazon One. What's Amazon One?
That's where sporklift is. I got a jingle.
I bet you do.
I can lift it up. I can dig a hole. I can chew it off with just one machine. I can lift it up. I can dig a hole. I can chew it off with just one machine.
Hey!
With just one machine. With just one machine. With just one machine. With just one machine.
All right. Who is our... Very, very nice. Who is our city of the day?
That's real hot.
Dylan.
Ooh.
The city of the
Bob
day.
Bob Dylan here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, look at that.
Bob
Tucson,
Dylan.
Arizona.
Tucson, Arizona. Very good.
That's right.
How's it things in Tucson? Getting cool?
Oh, getting very cold. Tim, getting very cold for a Brit like me. That's nothing new.
What are you, a British boy living in Tucson? What are you, Paul McCartney writing Get Back? I did not deserve that.
I love the water you formed.
Yeah, for sure.
You can't mess with it.
Can't love it more. But is this the case? Are you a British man moved to Tucson?
A British man married to an American woman.
Over here in Tucson.
I like quesadilla. Quesadilla.
Well, speaking of musicians, Tim, I'd just like to congratulate you on being the number one streamed artist on Spotify Wrapped.
Whoa.
And I'm not even a rapper. Guy.
Wow. Number one artist on yours, not in.
But that's a great compliment. I've received some messages where I was their top artist, and it makes me very happy. I'm
that's
very
nice, because your stuff is on to
Spotify.
Be listened to.
Yeah. There is our albums. Sorry.
There are albums, yeah. Well, that's terrific news. Thank you very much for supporting my art. The money I've made on Spotify is unbelievable.
On the screen.
It actually is unbelievable.
No, I don't believe it either. When I see the zero.
I watched you sent me, I got the early access to the good stuff, folks. I got to see Born on Third Base.
Oh.
I was sent a link.
Oh, cool.
In fact, we all were.
I got one.
Private link.
It gives me my email address on it. It's watermarked in case
it is. It's fun to watch something and see your email address the whole time.
Just in case something threatening about it. I won't send it to him.
I mean, it was great. It was great.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate
great
you watching.
But I did find a way to remove the whole
point. Oh, keep going on this, please.
Yeah,
oh, you did?
Yeah, you can get rid of it.
Oh, good.
Then people can watch it and not see your email address on it. It's kind of nice.
So you put this up on.
I send it to people, yeah.
You put it on, what do you call it?
Kazaa. Or what was it?
LimeWire.
Yeah, LimeWire.
Yeah.
There's a bit of lefty material in this special.
Oh, yes. I'm a
lefty.
Socialist, probably.
Okay. Yeah. Wow, that's fantastic.
But I vote Democrat in the elections. Right?
Well, because you're living in New York, too, so who cares what you do?
Right.
So you're not going
But if I had my druthers, we'd be more Canada or...
But you're not probably a guy that would want to go in and debate somebody about this.
No, I don't think so.
No. So you don't get into it with... You wouldn't go on Joe Rogan's show and debate with him.
No.
I wouldn't want to do that either.
Me neither.
Go on Joe Rogan.
He's like a...
What am I do?
Ed Hardy t-shirt come to life.
Now we're starting to take swings.
Just
be careful with that shit, man, because, he's got a lot of influence on comedy, and I don't want him to sort of bring the hammer down on me.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
No, I saw your.
You almost did it. You're like, oh, sorry.
I saw your video, and I was like, wait a minute. I think the horse is out of the wherever they keep
the barn,
the horse
like cage.
Where are they keeping the horses now?
Wow. Hey, you know what I saw yesterday on the 101? Yes, a horse.
You know, people outside of Los Angeles may not be aware of what the fuck. Can you imagine? They were bumped by the 101.
The first day of class? Is this Algebra 101? No, there's the highway. That's why they called it the 101, because it's the first highway.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's like, this is Highway 101.
And you need it to get into the higher level.
Yeah.
The more intricate accounting classes.
That's right. No, I saw a horse, and this is another thing you don't see every day. Your likelihood is more in Los Angeles. I saw three or four trailers with princess, like Cinderella style carriages.
Oh my God!
Whoa!
And horses.
Handsome cab rides
on the freeway.
On the free, like on a in a trailer. Oh. I'll send Matt a picture of it.
Maybe they were going to set.
It felt like
Did
they
you guys
were
call
going
it
to
set.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Going to set. Heading to set, what we would say. Yeah. Heading to set. I'll send you a couple of these lovely pictures I took while speeding away on the highway, and I'll prove it to you. You think I'm lying to you? Anyways.
Rick looks dubious.
I don't know what this is.
Skeptical?
Wow. I feel like we've seen this already.
I have to do my big announcement. Gary, check your email if you want.
Oh, okay.
If you want to, because I can't make this about you.
Oh.
The announcement.
No, I don't want to check my email. I want to be around the announcement.
Okay.
I want to be present. Maybe I'll have a funny quip.
I did want to say, because when I saw you on Sharpling's show, you did the best show during that marathon.
Yes.
And I think I got interrupted because we were having so much fun talking earlier that I knew your comedy. Remember that? I was saying how I knew your comedy?
Yeah.
But I didn't really know you outside of this, and I certainly have never met you, but I've never seen you outside of doing stand-up. And you were so goddamn charming lovely on you and Tom talking. I was like, I like this guy.
Oh, that's so nice to hear because I
he's a funny guy, but I like this guy.
I love Tom. And
how do you know Tom?
And so, I mean, initially I just read his book and listened to his podcast, and then I reached out to him, so we connected on Twitter or something like and became I wouldn't say we're friends because I've never had a meal with him, but we're friendly.
Sure, I think there's a lot of people in my life like that. Yeah, now, you loved my special. I didn't get a reach out, but that's okay. We'll talk about that.
Because I knew that I was going to see you, and I would be able to. I would be able to tell you.
Yes,
and also if you hadn't responded, it might have made me sad coming in here.
That's right.
Right. So.
And Matt was worried because I think this was all booked through your publicist. And so we were sort of, we always have this sort of, how much do you know? Do you know what you're getting into?
No, the thing is that my manager's assistant, Alex Brazel, is like me, a fan of you guys. And
suggested that.
And he said, would you like to go on Tim Heidecker? I said yes, if you could make it happen. And so he's got the ball rolling.
Good.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I can't think of an example of somebody that came in here who was sort of like, what the hell is this? Or who are you? The great story that Marc Maron has recently is having Sir Ben Kingsley in.
Yes, he told me about that. Yeah. Oh, the poor guy.
Had somebody in here who sat there with their own headphones on.
Oh, that's right.
And I don't remember.
Remain.
Some accident. But the whole show, they were not hearing these guys, and they weren't hearing the callers.
Oh, no. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But then when they were on camera, they delivered.
Yeah, it worked.
All right, the big announcement is this. I need drum rolls. I need something. I manifest these things. And I don't even know what the announcement is. Hold on. The announcement is...
It's about you.
It's about me. Portland, Oregon, March 16th and 17th. We're doing Tim McGraw, Standing Room Only. What is that?
Tim Fest.
Well, no, I'm looking at something on the screen that says Tim McGraw, Standing Room Only Tour 24.
Oh, sorry. Wrong. Tim. You see that?
Oh, here you go. Here's all we have for Tim Fest.
No, it's... I have a poster. You don't have the poster?
Where's the poster?
Tim Fest. That's right, folks. Two nights at the Aladdin Theater. We are bringing the very good band Office Hours live in person on... What is this? Awful. This is the sound I'm getting in my head.
Yeah, me too.
No, that's...
Well, that was my drum roll, but I was...
It's going through like a Bluetooth
filter. The drum is a long... Yeah.
All right, quiet. Let's just meditate.
We don't need to. We don't need to leave that up, Wes. That...
Wait. So
I don't know where the art is.
This is the worst announcement of all time.
What are we doing
now? Am I doing a set too?
I'm trying to explain something to you. Tim Fest, two nights. We got me and the band. We've got Neil Hamburger. Speaking of Neil Hamburger,
oh, that's right.
We've got DJ Doug Pound doing his act, which has become world famous thanks to the Eric Andre tour. We've got Office Hours Live and On Cinema Live. That's happening two nights. Now, where are you going to get tickets? How do you get tickets? What the deal? What the fuck is going on?
You got to go to Tim Hortons.
Got to go to timhortons.com, and we're giving it free dry cleaning. We're going, no, the tickets will be on sale tomorrow, and I'm expecting this to be a destination wedding style situation.
Cut the tape.
You know what I mean? Oh, I'm expecting, of course, Portland's going to be there, but I think people should start making their plans now to get their asses out to Portland. Portland's a beautiful city, of course.
Oh, it's pretty.
And let me just be clear. I'm talking about Portland.
The Aladdin Theater is terrific.
The what?
The Aladdin Theater is terrific.
It's terrific.
Portland is such a great community of comedy fans. And,
yes.
And,
yeah. We'll play this. We'll play my big announcement. Tickets will be on sale tomorrow, of course, at timheidecker.com/live. And I'm excited about this. It's been something I've wanted to do for years, is just get everybody together. We're going to put on a terrific... It's going to be long. It's going to be... Dinner break in the middle somehow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. It'll be dinner theater? Like, we'll have a
no, dinner there'll be no dinner candles. Provided, but I'm going to say to the audience, go eat and then come back.
I love that.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun.
And, I did that with Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, where it was two parts.
Oh, there's two parts.
Yeah, we went to dinner, and then we came back, and it was...
Now, in the theater you did this?
We left the theater, went to dinner, and then came back. It would be funny to bring it in.
But. So people,
how long will the entire program be?
Well, that's a good question. I think it's not going to be that long.
Can you buy tickets for parts of it?
You can buy day one or day two or both days. So this is important to know. A lot of questions about this. Two nights. Are you showing clips from my thing? Is that what I'm seeing here, what's going on the air? I'm just curious.
Yes.
Okay. I made this
just to demonstrate two nights, yes.
Very good. So you can buy – there's limited two-night passes available. So starting Friday, you can buy – a two-night pass, so you go to both shows, and then you can buy them a la carte. You can't buy them a la carte per act. You can't just buy a Doug Lucen, a DJ Doug Pound ticket, if that's what you're asking.
Wait, you have to be there for both nights? Is that correct?
No!
Oh,
who the hell thinks you have to be there for both nights?
Well, why can't you just get...
You get a deal. There's a package deal for
it's cheaper to get the two-day pass.
Limited.
I get it.
There's a limited number of those.
Limited number.
But you can always buy day one and then separately buy day two.
Or you buy
when I say
both,
day, I mean day, and I don't know what I mean by it starts before night, right? It starts at like 5.
We should encourage people to buy.
Sorry, Matt.
Two nights.
The guest has a question.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Do you think this is
a cavalcade of stars? It is a cavalcade of stars.
I've never been involved in a cavalcade.
Have you been involved in like a? Well, let me finish.
Skickney sent me the art.
Just now, is he listening? Yes. My booking agent. Thank God. I love my booking agent. He does such a good job. I love it, Andrew. There it is. Look at that. That is
great art.
Look at that. It's everything you've ever wanted.
Hamburger.
What a night. And, you know, you can do the math, of course. There's a little... So I think what it is day one is going to be... Oh, I don't even have this information yet.
Day one's on cinema?
No. Day one's on cinema, then DJ Doug Pound, and then the band. And I'm going to do some stand-up, too. Fuck it.
2 days of laughter, music, and applause. My favorite thing is that there'll be applause. A lot of people are going to... Can you get the applause a la carte?
You can almost guarantee it. Yeah. Even if it's pandering.
Yes. Clapter.
Yeah.
Music and clapter.
Then day two will be a matinee with the Office Hours gang. Oh, and then you go and get some lunch, and then you come back and you get Neil Hamburger. And then the band plays another set, and we'll mix up the music a little bit. Yeah. We're not going to play the same damn set every night. What do you think we are? REO Speedwagon going around to casinos doing the same 10 songs?
Are you going to do any unplugged kind of thing?
No, no. It's a full rock set.
I think you should go unplugged one show.
We're going to go unplugged, but with electric instruments so you can't hear anything. What about, all right, that's the promo. Again, tickets on sale tomorrow. Just look on my Instagram and everywhere else. Vic, you'll be promoting it.
It'll be everywhere.
It'll be everywhere. Socials. That's exciting. We want it to sell out right away. And listen, if it's a big success, maybe we'll come to Chicago. Maybe we'll do
New
it
York?
In New York.
Oh, I would love it.
Bell House.
I'll be there.
Fucking nine nights at the Bell House.
Oh my gosh, the Bell House. That's a perfect spot for it. Chicago. They do a lot of cavalcades there.
Should we do, can you put in a good word for me at Carnegie Hall? How was that?
It was really fun, although it was harrowing because it was during the pandemic and I was trying to fill it. So I had to do all kinds of please come promos and yeah.
Did it work?
It worked. It sold out, but
Did they discount tickets?
And for whatever reason, my mother kept asking me every time I talked to her, is it sold out? Like
she would ask that.
Like she has a stake in it.
That's not a nice thing to ask.
No. Well, isn't it enough that I do Carnegie Hall, Mom?
How many people are in that Carnegie Hall? What's the number?
It was like 2,400 or 2,600.
It's not as big as you think.
No, but it's bigger than I normally play.
Right.
And it took me up until the final week. I think a Seth Meyers appearance put me over the top.
Now, Gary, you were in Last Comic Standing. That's when I first was aware.
Oh, really?
Aware
yeah, 2003, 2004.
I used to love watching that show.
It was a very fun show.
Who are the
show.
Judges?
You must have been
Did
a
you
kid.
Like to watch?
No, you're not. Wait, let's do this. You're not going to believe this. Guess guess the age. Guess his age. Go ahead.
33?
34.
Okay.
No.
On Last Comic Standing.
No. Let's do it. That's wrong. You're wrong. You're under.
Oh, okay. 34?
Okay, I'm 44.
No, he's not. Be honest, Doug. Don't be ashamed.
I'm trying to ask a question. I'm 50.
Wow.
Isn't that unbelievable?
But I'm still younger than him, so he's right.
No gray hair.
But you're
gorgeous.
50.
The hair in the drum
is
outstanding.
Look at you got no gray hair. You're
I have it in my sideburns.
I get it.
I have gray hair. You can't tell because I'm blonde.
Oh, okay. All right.
But you're what, 53 or something?
53, yeah. Yeah. I feel like Milton Berle on Letterman.
Don't we all? Sorry, Doug. Now, what was your question?
I had a great question. I forgot it.
Well,
it was about Last Comic Standing.
Now you got me freaked out about how old I am.
No, Doug. It's meant from a place of love and compliments.
I'm going, like, look I'm going Kissinger style tonight.
People always tell me they think, because listen, I lost some weight. I lost like 30 pounds or something over the pandemic and through working on it slowly.
Yeah.
You could do a time lapse of this show for the past 5 years and probably see it happen, right?
You could.
People go, it looks like you're dying.
Oh.
Looks like you're sick.
Why do they feel comfortable saying that
exactly.
to you?
Exactly. And then they tell me, you must be on Ozempic. No. I wouldn't know how to.
Oh, I hate this.
But it's like, dude, I'm 47. I'm getting old.
Wow.
Like, I'm getting wrinkly.
I would
wrinkly,
not have thought you were 47.
And I live in this California.
All you guys look, I guess at my age, it's harder to tell how old somebody is sometimes, but
what do we do? Because you're an older man.
Uh-huh.
You're getting there.
Yeah.
How do we? I wanted to ask you this because I thought about it during your special. More like fashion tips.
Oh, geez.
Because like what? Because I thought it was really funny in the special. I don't want to give too much away, but you talk about Banana Republic.
Oh yeah.
And you're like everything I own here is from Banana Republic.
But during the 40% off.
Yeah. But what do we do? What are we supposed to do? Like, how are we supposed to present ourselves as middle-aged men?
I mean,
it's like a little, it's still kind of rock and roll, kind of little, like you're younger than you are, got the cool vintage t-shirt on.
Yeah, see, I hate that older guy trying to look younger. I never stopped dressing like this, and now it's getting to the point where it's like, is he trying to look young? But I also don't like the khaki dress shirt look, and also it's always wrinkled and my torso seems too long.
My belly's no matter how much weight I lose, I still have this little Santa Claus belly.
I look at
belly.
These pictures of me and I just retch. So I just try to keep it like.
What kind of jeans are those?
They're actually pretty good jeans called Seven for All Mankind, which has a nice thick thigh.
And then you wear sneakers. It's like you're gonna.
I do play a lot of basketball, so that's why I always. Nice. I don't. I pack very light, so I wear basketball sneakers on the flight, so I don't have to pack them.
Sure,
because they take up a lot of room. Because I'm a size 15.
And then when you have to dress up, it's like, well, I'd rather just kind of wear. I'd rather be like full suit.
Yeah.
Than like put on like a nice shirt and slacks.
Totally.
that's untucked?
Yes.
Like, do you tuck?
No,
anymore?
No, I Does can't anybody tuck, tuck because it just it comes out, and also it makes me look even older and less in shape.
I want to start just wearing like Jerry Garcia tunics, like big, like whatever those are, you know, like
yeah,
big dress.
A drug rug?
No, I
because I don't. Why do I care? But then I really end up do caring.
Yeah, these are great questions. I mean, the thing is that a lot of times I asked Todd Glass about he dresses
he
in a nice
looks
way
nice.
For the stage, and also my wife has pretty good taste and style. So
now, what do you do on a daily basis? Like, well, you're jeans and a t-shirt kind of guy.
Yeah, I'm a jeans and a t-shirt kind of guy, and then but also no, I yeah. Well, that's a nice look for Jerry.
That's not exactly what I was thinking, but that's okay too. It's covering up a lot of stuff. What do you do in the winter? You got some sweaters and
no, I refuse to wear a sweater. I like a flannel shirt.
Me too.
I love a flannel
shirt. But then you feel like you're
shirt.
In a grunge group. But a grunge group,
right? But I
how about who cares what anyone
I
thinks?
I feel like
just
that doesn't go out of
want.
Style right. in a certain.
I don't even have a mirror. I don't know what I look like when I go.
That's it.
And I'm a
that's the spirit, Vic.
I love the grunge movement. No so mirror. I don't. If somebody says you look like it. Your grunge, I'm okay with that.
So yeah, you were a grunge guy when it hit because you were that's kind of
yeah that was when I was in college.
In college,
yeah, I was in college, and so I started hearing Soundgarden, Pearl Jam, and Nirvana, and but then there were other great bands like Mudhoney and Sonic Youth, and then Smashing Pumpkins came out. So it was really a great time to be into music. And the only thing was I couldn't afford a lot of albums. So
you make a big deal about this in the special. You grew up.
I was such a broke person, and I was the only reason I even went to college was because I got a football scholarship. So
really?
Yeah. So
what school?
Boston College.
Oh yeah.
In Chestnut Hill,
that's a football school.
Yeah, they were football mad and still are, and so that was how I was able to go to a good college. Otherwise, I think I probably would have just started stand up out of high school or something
were
like
you,
that.
Were you a were they just going into a grunge library? did you play then?
Like, not well.
Really?
Not
what were
well.
Your what
I was
your position?
I was a tight end.
Hey-o.
And then after the freshman year, they moved me to offensive line. I was like, I don't want to put on 65. Oh,
did you have split personality in the sense that you were into entertainment and comedy and art, and then you were also a kind of a jock?
I think so. I think I happened to be athletic, but I was really more in tune with I have loved musicals since I was. My mom took me to see Man of La Mancha when I was 6 or 7, and Fiddler on the Roof and all those things.
Do you ever play? Do you still play football?
See, that's
tackle
a great,
football.
That's what I always say
tackle.
Is that football is not a good sport to stay in shape later on in life. But yeah. I play basketball on almost a daily basis.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you're out here,
yeah,
you have
bring
a game
the
that you can play.
I deflate the basketball, and then if you go to pretty much any court in Los Angeles after 10 a.m., there are games being played. I don't know.
All
I mean,
right.
I guess it's because there are so many actors and writers that don't have regular
out of work.
Schedule.
You could just jump in on any game and just say, hey, can I play?
You say something like, if there are people waiting to play, you say, do you guys have next? And then they let you in. But sometimes I go very early and it's just me and I shoot around with it.
Did you say 10 p.m.?
10 a.m.
10
a.m.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. If I did say 10 p.m., it was by mistake.
Well, that would be cool if people played that late.
It would be really cool.
I want to go to these
and I'm
nights.
Sure in some neighborhoods they do, perhaps Venice Beach. I can't.
Are you, you're not in a rush today?
No.
Okay, good.
No.
So what we need to do is this. We need to welcome our musical guest shortly. Matt, I don't know where you are at with this mentally.
Oh, yeah. We'll send him in.
We're going to have Fat Tony come in and play a tune. And then we're going to take a short break. We do take one break.
Okay.
A 5-minute break. And then we'll be back with more show. Gary's going to remain. Fat Tony will sit in, hear from him.
Hi. Are you
They're
Tony?
Meeting themselves. Nice to meet you. They're meeting each other as we speak.
I have a
camera.
Great slideshow to
Doug,
show you guys.
You're going
to
love the second half of the show. It's very loose. Looser than this, if you can believe it. We are. You can find the second half of the show if you're watching us in the future at patreon.com/officehourslive. Stick around if you're watching us now for Fat Tony.
And there'll be some entertainment in the break too. Video.
We don't stop. We're not going to break and suddenly you're watching Trident gum commercials. No. That came from.
And I'm going to ask.
I didn't even try. It just came from my special. But Vic put together a special
Gary about Last Comic Standing. And I'm going to get to my question.
And okay. our beautiful tribute to Henry Kissinger is coming up later as well. So Pat's show, as usual, will be back after Fat Tony's performance.
Ooh,
enjoy.
Yeah.
Fat Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you, thank you. What's going down, y'all? This is Fat Tony from Houston, Texas. We live fucking with Office Hours right now. My new album, it's actually an old album, Smart Ass Black Boy Redux, 10th anniversary, comes out tomorrow. Go stream the fuck out that shit, buy the vinyl. Here's a song from it called BKNY. It's about being a 21-year-old transplant in New York. Whoa! I'm Mr. Motherfucking like Esquire. Hold up, hold on, pipe down. I'm on the phone with National Enquirer and the intern inquired, is she really my girlfriend? Is my album gonna be weird? And how much money have I acquired? Told her I can answer anything she desires. She said we can't be getting freaky or she'll be fired. But I was an artist when I like forests, and the forest that she admired told me to meet her in Bed-Stuy on Friday, round 4:45. I could barely get a break in them thighs. Here we on the creek, R.I.P. Left Eye. I ain't on Kelly, but I'm thinking Kelly got that vibe. I push my pride aside, slide aside until she tired. Been in it for so long, I might retire. Run her in the carnival with the articles that I was fired. I ain't from there, but I come there when I fuck a girl in Crown Heights. I ain't from there, but I come there when I play the walk around at night. I'm the best out with a red eye and shit in Bushwick. I'm blowing cushion flat bush, Brooklyn. Yeah, that's right. That's BKNY, beautiful one. Got one more number for you. This song's about gentrification. It's called Hood Party. I'm at the hood party. Even white people know that it's a good party. Look around your hood, they probably rent a couple properties. Around my block here, they build buildings with a lobby. No, it ain't a hobby, it's a way of life. For Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, and Mike, who've been living in the area like all their life and never learned how to use a hookah. The Sue moved in with Stuart, she went from River Oaks to the CUNY homes. And you know she don't live alone. And she got a bike, she don't need no ride. She went to Ricky mama house and learned a cha-cha slide. Ay, she don't get carded, she get awarded. Came to my performance and she loved the artist. Disobey the parents, it is apparent I'ma go the farthest. Damn right I met her at the hood party. Even white people know that it's a good party. Look around your hood, they probably rent a couple properties. On my block here, they build buildings with a lobby. No, it ain't a hobby, it's a way of life. With Ricky, Bobby, Ronnie, and Mike, who been living in the area like all their life and never learned how to use a hookah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Peace.
Exciting news for everybody in the Northwest, frankly, everybody in the entire world. That's right, it's Christmas because TimFest is coming to Portland, Oregon in March, March 16th and 17th. We're going to be bringing Office Hours. We're going to be bringing On Cinema. We're going to be bringing the comedy of Neil Hamburger. We're going to be bringing the comedy of DJ Doug Pound. We're going to be bringing the Very Good Band. It's two nights at the Aladdin Theater, TimFest. It's happening. It's what we've all dreamed about. See? TimHeidecker.com/live.
Okay, what else can we do?
Well, I can...
Hello, all. This is Dr. Jordan Peterson. Young men are currently under attack. Thankfully, Office Hours has provided a safe haven for so many of us. And I am so touched by the budding beauty of the Holy Trinity and the offer they are willing to give to their loyal fans. With Office Hours Plus, you can get access to another full hour of the show every week, Tim's Saturday morning blog posts, the Joel Hole, and so much more exclusive content. And the best part is, if you go to patreon.com/officehourslive right now, you can get your first 7 days absolutely free. Hell, you'd be a total moron to not give this a try. Listen, bucko, you better act now before the woke narcissistic psychopaths take us down.